When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly and jams and Friday. It's Fly Jams Friday, everybody. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is when we start off your weekend with some funky stuff. And if you've got any requests, DJ Shagru just came out of the TARDIS. Esmeralda, the heart melda, just spun in here on her head.
Mm-hmm.
And viggity-viggity-vick running around the newsroom like a lunatic. So we're all ready to go for some fly jams. I didn't pick any requests this week. I thought I would leave that to you. So, Esmeralda, you had a request for DJ Shagru?
I did.
All right. Well, let's start with that, shall we? Esmeralda, by the way, is getting down in here.
Come on now.
Tell everybody what it is.
The Leah Rock the Boat.
Yeah.
Which she passed away around this time, I believe.
Was
I know I was
plane accident?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, and oddly enough, I picked the song and I totally forgot about it. She the plane crashed. She was leaving the video site.
The shoot of this.
Yeah, the shoot of this particular song.
Yeah. She was good, man.
Yeah,
she was good. Even though she was in that that terrible Anne Rice adaptation,
yeah. She was trying.
The hell was the name of it? Queen of the Dead.
Yeah.
Oof.
I did enjoy when she was in the Jet Li.
Oh yeah, no, that was fun. That, what the hell was that called? Must Romeo Must Die?
Yes.
Romeo must die. Yeah. She was good, man. That was that was a damn shame. She was only like 22 or 23 or something like that.
Yeah.
She was really young. Yeah, she was good. I liked her. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Fly Jams has commenced. Dino requested, we heard some Surface last week, and now we get to hear some Surface this week.
I have to let you know, forever you and me, only you can make me happy.
Much better than that Arby's hat wearing guy's happy.
yeah.
Arby, what's the hell? Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Yeah.
That song sounds like it should be in a, you know, montage of an 80s movie where they're a like couple and they're having fun. Like they're walking through the city.
Yeah.
Trying on funny hats.
Trying on funny.
I don't know why.
Is that a thing you do? You walk around and try on funny hats?
Yeah, whenever.
You and V do that a lot?
Whenever me and V, we hear an 80s, a poppy 80s tune.
We
immediately run into a store and try hats on.
You try hats on. You got a haberdashery near you?
At all times.
Yeah.
You Google map it just to make sure.
You know, if you want to do that, you want to spend all day doing that, go up to Six Corners on Irving.
Yeah.
There's a fantastic haberdashery that's been there forever. What's Dan? Do you know the name of it?
No.
It's on Irving, right next to Sears.
Yeah, I bought a fedora from there when I was 10.
That place
what?
Is no, seriously. That
wait,
you,
wait.
No. You talked about your fedora before,
yep,
Dan.
Yep.
When you was 10, though.
I saw an episode of Quantum Leap, and I demanded one from my father.
Oh my. All right. It's something with a D, maybe.
I can't remember.
Hats that. Plus.
Hats. It's just called Hats
really?
Plus? Really? All right.
I've walked in there before because I had to find a hat.
It's been there forever.
And I remember them being, they're like, knowledgeable.
Oh, no, it's a real deal. That's like the real deal haberdashery right there.
And the dude was wearing a hat.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so.
He had to.
I would hope so. No, it's right. It's been there forever, and it's right near Six Corners on Irving, like 4800 West, I think. 4800 West, 4900, something like that. Like it's like six blocks from my apartment. Whenever I want to go you know what? I put on my old Walkman, my cassette, my Walkman cassette, play an 80s.
And we're like, what?
Play an 80s, and we run each other in the street with a wordless montage, a cute meet. You guys are on your way to the haberdashery. I'm going to the Jewel.
Yeah. I'll do finger like, hey, are you?
Hey, what's going on?
And then we laugh, and then we run away.
And there's a freeze frame. Oh, man, we're writing our own movie right here, yep. Esmeralda. Yep. All right, here's Mike on WGN. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Good, man.
Yeah, I got a little soca music for you this morning, a group called Burning Flames. This is Worky Worky.
Okay. What? Wow. I've never heard that before, Mike.
It's from the 80s, a group. I guess they're out of Antigua.
Uh-huh. Worky, worky. Yeah. I like the title.
It goes well with jokey, jokey time.
Yeah, with jokey, jokey time.
Jokey time. All right, you guys have a great week.
You too, Mike. Take care, buddy. All right. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Well, it's Labor Day weekend. We survived another summer, although August was pretty great this year. So, anyway, I went with a working song for working people as well. I almost did Working in the Coal Mine, but it's a little dated, even though it's a great song. So I decided to go with something a little more contemporary. Here's Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band from Live Bullet with Van Morrison's I've Been Working.
Settle down, take it easy. Hey. I've been a grinding.
You know, Bob, when I heard, you know, you picked a Bob Seger song, I was like, that's not going to be Fly, but that's pretty Fly.
I thought it was pretty I knew you were going to say that.
That's the closest thing to a Fly jam that Bob Seger has ever done.
I would say.
Yeah.
Let me see if I've got this straight, Nick. You use a tissue to apply your lip balm if it's in a jar. And if you're in a jam, you use it as an emergency lubricant on your adjustable wrench to fix your personal watercraft. Is that right?
I think so. I think you got it. You got it all there, Bob. Take care, man.
Hey, did you see the Astros got Justin Verlander?
I did.
Time?
Hey, you know, the Tigers have just been unloading this season. I mean, completely,
yeah.
You know.
Well, they made the decision. It was smart. I would have done it. Actually, I'm glad the Cubs didn't pick him up because I think he's on the downside of his career anyway.
I agree with you. All right, Bob. Thanks, buddy.
See you.
All right, have a good weekend. Okay.
Oh, that's the guy with that Kate Upton, right? Verlander?
That is correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that part. I know he's a baseball player. I know his baseball.
Wait
a minute. He dated Kate Upton? He's dating Kate Upton? Mm-hmm. Good
See,
for him.
If he would have been here, you would have been seeing Kate bopping around the city.
That's exactly. You know what? She'd be trying on funny hats.
Yep.
Kate Upton would be at the Hats Village at Six Corners buying hats with Verlander. He'd be out there, too. That'd be hilarious. All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll get to Fly Jams Friday. We'll get back to that, and it's Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here. Fly Jams Friday continuing. It is Friday. It's Labor Day weekend, and I'm off Monday morning. And Dan, who's filling in for me?
Michael Heidemann and Kevin Richter, the guys from Sound Sessions.
Oh, the guys from Sound Sessions and also producers here at WGN. They will be filling in for me. Are you working Monday?
Yeah, I'm working 9 to 11.
Oh, you're doing the day thing?
No, 9 p.m.
No, 9 p.m.
To 11, yeah. So just at half of Justin Kaufman's show.
Oh, okay. That's a short shift?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
Yeah.
All right. Dan and I are both off on Labor Day. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And tell everybody what that was that we just heard.
Oh, The Roots featuring Erykah Badu, and now I can't remember the name of the song.
You got me.
There you go.
In the video, does Erykah Badu have something funny on her head? You want to talk about hats. You want to talk about...
Not really a hat.
No.
A hat.
She it's not just, you know, she does the rap on her on okay. top of her head. And she also does crazy hats and stuff.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. I have seen her with big old hats.
Yeah. She's at Six Corners right now waiting for the haberdashery to open.
She's waiting in line. The only one in the line.
She's calling
waiting.
Tyrone. caller Greg lets us know that Kate Upton not only made a ton of money as a model, she's the heiress to the Whirlpool fortune. What?
Well, good for her.
It's like her great-great-grandfather invented Whirlpool.
You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
Man.
I think she's still a model.
Yeah.
FYI.
Yeah. Wasn't she in the Three Stooges movie that they made, that the Farrelly brothers made? Yeah. She was like a sexy nun.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Did you see that movie?
No.
Don't.
Yeah.
Especially if you like the Three Stooges.
By the way, I like she probably just did it just to do the movie.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, why not?
Well, she's in one scene, and she's a sexy nun.
Yeah.
And then the guys who play the Three Stooges go, la, 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 and they look at her. I will say this about it. It was better than I thought it was going to be. Okay. It's not worth seeing, and I'm a hardcore Three Stooges fan.
Right. No, I wouldn't.
But it's you can't touch that stuff. You can't.
Yeah, that's, and they're all, that's not their thing.
What do you mean? The sexy nurse or sexy
nun? No, the Three Stooges. Because the Three Stooges were. Yeah, they were characters,
yeah.
But those people were the Three Stooges.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like someone doing Jerry Lewis.
Right. No, I agree
with you. Someone not Jerry Lewis doing Jerry
Lewis. Unless
you're
doing a biopic, like, and that wasn't a biopic.
Right.
And I will say this, though. I got to give him credit. Sean Hayes is great as Larry. He's great as Larry.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm going to say. And I love Sean Hayes. I think Sean Hayes is one of the most talented and funny people that's ever walked the face of the earth. Mm. And he played Jerry Lewis in a biopic. I just remembered this.
Oh.
So weird, man. Wow. What's going on? All right. Okay, here's Trucker Jeff on WGN. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
I got the spinner sitting on top of the world.
Let's do it.
I may be the best will.
Thank you, Jeff. Great choice. You know, the Spinners are one of the most played Fly Jam artists on Fly Jam Friday. They've been played. They're way up there, like on the most played list on Fly Jams Friday. All right. Let's go to Marcus on WGN. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to hear Fast Love by George Michael. My mom introduced me to them when I was really young, and I just loved it ever since.
All right, Marcus.
Thank you.
All right, Marcus, thanks, man. I love that song.
This video is so 90s.
Oh, it's so 90s.
It's the 90s that ever 90s.
He's got like a futuristic like thing on his hand.
Right.
And he's in a spinning chair.
Yeah, and the room he's in is like those dark blues.
But he dances his butt off in it. And he's got that fantastic facial hair and the haircut.
Yeah.
He's got the Caesar.
Yeah,
that's when he had the Caesar.
Mm.
I love George Michael so much, it makes me sick. All right. More Fly Jams. Somebody is asking from the 312 area code if I've ever played Peanut Butter by 29. Like the Roadrunner made an appearance and Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, really? I didn't hear the Roadrunner.
They went beep, beep.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I heard
But you heard that.
Yeah, I heard that one. That was, you know, that's the only peanut butter I like.
Peanut butter? Yeah. oh, boy. Here we go. Bennett, the Business of Funk.
Oh, yeah.
Has another request. Funkiest white dude I know. All right, what do we got?
God. Oh, nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change. Bye-bye. Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to.
Yeah. That's a good song. It's a good song.
If I was gay, I would think that pop hates me.
Macklemore, Ryan Lewis featuring Mary Lambert. Yeah. All right. Is that it? I think that's it for this week. Fly Jams Friday. All right. Well, listen, Esmeralda, have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thank you.
Enjoy your really short shift on Monday night.
Thanks. I mean, it's that, but then, you know, I got to still work.
I understand.
I got my regular gig.
Okay, cool. All right. I will see you on Tuesday morning.
Yeah. See you
All right.
Tuesday.
Everybody have a great weekend, and we will be back Tuesday morning on 720 WGN, and the news is coming up next.